Will Biden build better by buying American? Hi, I'm Scott Ott, and this episode of Right Angle is brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. I'm joined by Bill Whittle himself, as well as Stephen Green. And gentlemen, a story in the Wall Street Journal indicates that manufacturers want the incoming president of the United States to boost Buy American practices, basically getting the federal government, at least, to make purchasing decisions based on country of origin, specifically to buy American products. Joe Biden himself, during his campaign, made several such promises before and after Election Day. He said during his campaign in a speech that he would tighten the Buy American rules. He's proposed a $400 billion federal spending program on infrastructure projects that use American products, such as domestically made steel, protective gear for medical workers. He's also proposed that Congress devote an additional $300 billion to research and development of new products ostensibly made in America. Here's a quote from Biden, from autos to our stockpiles, we're going to buy American. Stephen Green, in general, conservatives, libertarians, Republicans tend to lean toward the side of free markets. And basically, at least the hardcore conservatives are wary of any kind of protectionist measures or indications that the federal government or any government is trying to throw its weight behind one industry or another or play favorites in the marketplace. How do you feel about this kind of favorites playing?
Well, number one, I love free trade. If this were a perfect world where everybody just got along, there weren't any problems between nations, we were happy with our borders, nobody enjoyed any spheres of influence or any of that stuff that unfortunately we seem to be stuck with, then I would be for zero tariffs everywhere, every day of the week. Problem is, you can't trade freely with communist China because, well, they're thieves. They steal our intellectual property. They copy our products. They conduct industrial espionage. Hell, you should see what China did to Nortel. Weiwei, their big electronics firm, basically cloned Nortel. I mean, they stole all of their secrets. They had through hacking, copied their business and then put them out of business. It's the product of complete theft. So you can't have free trade with China. You can't. You can't have free trade, say, in the civilian jet industry, because the other major players are, guess what, subsidized by their governments and all the rest. It's not a perfect world, unfortunately, and so we have to make compromises with our conservative, libertarian, and free market principles, unfortunately. There are national security aspects to this that I won't bore you with too much, but when it comes to producing our weapons of war, we need to source absolutely as much of that domestically as possible, with the exception being programs like the F-35, which was built from the ground up to be an international program. The U.S. takes the lead, the U.S. gets most of the money, but we still have partners around the world doing various things to build these airplanes, and that's a fine, solid exception. It's alliance building, and I love that kind of stuff. I love having our allies. That said, I'm pretty sure whatever Biden's promises are, it's mostly window dressing. This guy was vice president and was in charge of a lot of foreign policy stuff in the Obama administration, which was pretty much their attitude towards China and the rest of the world on trade was, how quickly can we drop our pants and how fast can we bend over? And so I suspect a Biden administration is going to be a return to that under the Obama administration, which in fact started under the Clinton administration. You might have to go back to, I don't know. Democrats like to talk an awful good game on this kind of thing. But when it comes down to it, it must be 40, 50 years since we have one damn Democrat in office who actually meant it.
Bill Whittle, one of the ways you could look at a Buy American pledge is as an opportunity to buy American votes. Obviously for Joe Biden to publicly say, if he were to do so, hey, from now on, we're going to buy all our airplanes and all the parts for the airplanes from U.S. manufacturers. Well, that kind of an announcement, or even, you know, heavy equipment to make highways or whatever it is, that kind of an announcement makes an impact in places where those things are manufactured. It gets organizations in many cases that are unionized to activate the ground troops to say, you know what, we need another term term of something like this because this is good for our community, therefore it's good for America, and therefore Biden and his party benefit by buying votes. Are you in favor of this kind of a vote-buying scheme?
I don't trust anything any politician says, and every politician has been saying they're going to do things to get elected since there's been human language. But if the Manufacturers Association that you mentioned in your intro was really interested in a Buy America program, then they're talking to the wrong guy, because it's not just a question of what the federal government buys. That's a big paycheck that they can write. They have a large purchase order, the U.S. federal government, but it's insignificant compared to what the total American purchasing power is of the United States of America, of all of our individual citizens and private businesses. It's a drop in the bucket compared to that. And President Trump, after 30 or 40 years of bending over, had finally gotten to a point where he was bringing manufacturing jobs back to America, not just spending federal money to buy American products, but bringing American products back home and having those businesses succeed here. And all of that's going to go away, and it's going to go away real fast. It's not a surprise to me that, I think it was earlier today, that one yet another statement from the Chinese Communist Party says, there's at last an opening, a chance for better relations with the United States, or some sort of mealy mouth something or other that basically comes down to the fact that this is the guy we want. And they paid good money for him. So this is not about what Joe Biden says, it's what Joe Biden does. And to people who say, well, it's a free market, it's like, okay, well, it's a free market. First of all, if it's a free market, I'm free to buy whatever I want to for whatever reason I want to. If I want a purple car, I get a purple car. And if I want one made in America, that's what I'll do for my personal choice. But as far as the federal government is concerned, I don't see why the federal government should be paying China cash in order to buy things from them so that they can spend it to further destroy American interests around the world. I don't quite see the logic in that. It doesn't make much sense to me. The things that Steve mentioned are absolutely true. The piracy, the intellectual theft, the cyber attacks, the selective shutting down of highly infected airline flights from Wuhan, and all the rest of this stuff. I don't see any moral obligation to continue to buy from people who make it perfectly clear on a daily basis and publish it that their entire goal is to knock the United States off of its perch and to supplant it. So, yes, I think it's a wonderful thing that Biden is talking about, and I believe it's just talk. I think he's going to go right back to the same policies that Barack Obama had. And if Joe Biden's son's laptop is any indication of where his allegiance lies, then this whole thing is a giant piece of theater. And we're going to find out soon enough.
You know, there's an old maxim in business that says speed, quality, price, pick two. You can have two of those. But really, when it comes to situations like we're discussing here, it's speed, quality, price, and political impact. Pick one. Which one are you going to pick? And I think every time the choice will go to the political impact. It's why when I was in a local political office, I did everything I could to reduce the footprint of the government in decisions that affected people in the community. So instead of a Buy American campaign, I would love to see the new administration advocating America Buys Less campaign. And by that, I don't mean that we should not provide for our basic needs, especially when it comes to defense, but reducing the purchasing footprint of the federal government in the United States will, by its very nature, reduce the corruption that goes into that whole kind of process. Because when your decision doesn't come down to speed, quality, or price, but has to factor in that fourth element, which is the political impact, the electoral impact, how much influence will this buy me in Dearborn, for example, then it corrupts the marketplace and it makes the decisions, it makes it impossible for the market to adjust appropriately according to the kind of data that markets are typically using, because you can't make a clean decision about something when you're thinking, will this get my guy reelected? how will this benefit us politically? And so I know it's a crazy dreamer idea, but I think that Republicans, with whatever shred of power they maintain, should continue to make inroads into devolving power from the federal government down to the states and local governments and private individuals and their companies, rather than really having this big fight over whether the federal government ought to spend trillions of dollars on American-made products. I just think we need a lot less federal buying to begin with. That said, I know that that's a pie in the sky dream that neither party cares about. So there's not a person in Washington, D.C., as far as I can tell, that really cares about the idea of reducing federal spending or decreasing the power of the federal government. So that said, I think if vis-a-vis China, if we're going to treat China as an adversary, then that needs to go far beyond just saying, well, we're not going to buy Chinese products at the federal government level, and we're going to buy things that are more expensive, perhaps, in the United States. We need to really start treating them as an adversary and much more aggressively if that's what they truly are. I think that the federal government's buying decisions should be steered not by congressmen in particular districts, but by the particular needs of the federal government based on metrics like speed, quality, and price and service, and how those can be provided by the best provider from wherever. Because the reality is, even if you buy an American car, it's made of like 80% parts from somewhere else in the world and assembled in the United States. And frankly, some of the best cars in the world are made by foreign manufacturers who are building them in the United States. So some of the best cars that I've ever driven were made in Indiana by a company that's in Japan. It becomes much more difficult to make that clean kind of buying decision, as Steve indicated, when you have this sort of just-in-time global system of parts allocation and distribution. I think Buy American is a nice slogan. In a sense, it's kind of a patriotic virtue signaling, not to say that there's no value to it at all, but to say that politicians know that some people love to hear that kind of phrase, just like they love to see the lapel pin with the American flag on it. And it is a watermark that indicates a certain kind of political stance. I'm not interested in the political posturing. I am interested in constitutional federal government and in free markets. For Bill Whittle and Stephen Green, I'm Scott Ott. Thanks for watching.